The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
Welcome back, guys. It's Liesl.
And I'm Cho.
And this is episode 5 of
Too Much Information.
So last episode, we had the Hear Me Out episode. I honestly think you guys should check it out because it's my favorite episode because it's really, really funny. I'm not so glazed myself. But anyway, so today we're going to be talking about film. And we have two very special guests with us. Yigan and Vanessa! Okay, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
For sure. Hello, I'm Yegane. I'm Liesl's roommate, and I love movies.
What else do you like to do? Like, what are your hobbies? What are your...
Oh, my hobbies? I like makeup. I like putting on makeup and, like, doing crazy makeups. Mm. That was too much makeup in one sentence.
She is a really good makeup artist.
Thank you. Not as good as Liesl, but...
No, that's such a lie. You taught me everything I knew.
Love
oh
you.
My God.
And... Yeah, and I go to movies with the intention of hating them unless they prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Vanessa?
Hi. My name's Vanessa.
Hi, my name's Vanessa.
I'm a girl. I'm a little gremlin.
Hi, my name's Vanessa. I'm Liesl's roommate and Cho's top 10 best friends.
Oh.
And
only top 10 though, not top 5.
Yeah, I'm not even in the top 3, but it's whatever. I'm in media production, so I automatically love films. And in my spare time, I dance. I'm on this niche underground indie dance club called Yoohoo that's actually competing at Reach in
dance
a few days.
March 22nd.
Probably already passed, but
and they won.
And we won.
Yes. They won. By the time you're listening to this, they've already won.
They're the dance goats, the dotes.
Or the dotes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so actually, like, we all kind of met when we were living on the dorm together. We were living in ILC. Pro tip, do not live in the dorms unless you want to get trauma.
Especially but also, the fourth floor.
If you want to get friends, you know.
Trauma bonding. You'll get trauma, but
you'll get friends at the end, for sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite movie.
Okay, everyone, rapid fire round. Everyone, what are your... Letterbox top fours, and what genre of films are you into? Okay, starting with Cho.
Me?
Yeah!
We're always starting with me.
Yeah.
We're never gonna finish
with me.
Oh.
I don't know if that's appropriate.
Oh, babes.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, my Letterbox top four. Number one, Chungking Express, Wong Kar Wai, 1994. One of my favorite films of all time. Wong Kar Wai is one of my goat of goats. He's my goat of goats, guys. Like, his film is so melancholic. And it's just kind of sad. And there's not really anything that happens in the film. But you just feel somber after watching it. It just makes you think. And I love the color grading. If I could eat it, I would. I would swallow that. I'd, like, gobble on it. My second... Letterboxd top four is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, because it changed my life when I watched it. I thought the animation was so crunchy. I wanted to chew it. It was life-changing because I was like, I've never seen anything like that before, and it reignited my love for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
My third film is The Grand Budapest Hotel, just because it also changed my life. Like, I discovered this film in high school, and I fell in love with Wes Anderson's movies. And I'm like, this man is going to be my entire personality for the entirety of high school. I was just, like, a quirky film girl who loved Wes Anderson.
Oh.
I just kind of make that my personality. And then my fourth film is After Sun.
Oh.
Because
such a good film.
Because it made me cry, and it made me think about my relationship with my father. And I just love... I just love films. Like, my favorite genre of film is when it's about nothing at all. And it just, like, nothing really happens. Not until, like, the third act, where something happens. Or, like, if something happens, it's really minimal. That's why I love, like, Japanese films about nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, but after watching them, it leaves such a big impact on me. I just think about it for, like, days on end. It just makes me reflect on my life. So, yeah.
Yippee.
Wait, can we talk? Like,
yeah,
of course.
No, you can't talk.
Oh, okay. I thought it was supposed to be like dead quiet. When
okay. No, you can discuss.
We can discuss.
It's open for discussion.
Okay. Wait, am I going?
Yeah.
Okay. So, my Letterboxd talk for first one is Everything Everywhere All at Once. Actually, changed the way I perceive my life and everything around it. That mm-hmm. rock scene literally changed my life,
bro. That movie changed my life. And the quote where he was like, "In another life, I would have loved doing."
Wait, I haven't watched it.
It's not a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler. It's just a random quote.
But it genuinely changed my life.
Yeah.
Second one is Kiki's Delivery Service, which is, I think, my favorite movie of all time. Like, I own way too much Kiki, like, merch.
We have matching Kiki merch.
Yay! I have a lunch bag. I have a poster. I have so many things. And I love her. Anyways. Third one is Ratatouille.
I rat all over her Tui.
Linguini.
Literally.
Linguini.
Goated Pixar film.
She linguinis all over my Ratatouille.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I honestly really love it. There's like a 1 hour video essay about how it's Pixar's magnum opus by Schaefer Ellis.
Oh my god, I love
and
that.
And it's such a good essay. And then
Ellis Productions.
We love them.
Schaefer
Ellis.
My goat.
And then my fourth is Perfect Days, which I actually watched like 2 months ago.
I love that.
I need to watch that.
It's such
it.
A good film. So I think I like what Cho said, like the ones where it's kind of about nothing, but they like make you think, you know?
They make you wonder.
I really like them philosophical films.
They make you reflect. They made you think deeply.
Yeah.
Philosophical.
In your own life.
Mm-hmm. Your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, my top four, it's like first Shiva Baby, The Substance, Carol, and Totoro.
Oh,
and none of them are relevant to each other because I don't have a favorite genre of movies. Like, I just sit, like, there and decide what I want to watch based on my mood. And, like, if I like it at that moment, I like it. If I don't, I hate that movie. But, like, Carol actually was life-changing because it was the first lesbian movie I saw that wasn't, like, really messed up.
Why are they always messed up?
Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's the culture of lesbianism.
Why does someone always die or, like, something tragic happens?
Yeah, or they cheat on each other.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And then I have Totoro. I think I love Totoro basically because, like, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I wish like some fluffy fairy like thing would come and hug me and I would go to Boots and jump on it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it's really nice. Shiva Baby, the anxiety that it had, it was like, oh, I feel it. Like, I'm the like disappointment of the family and I like girls and I like slept with that family friend years ago. And The Substance, it honestly changed the way I look at my body. Low-key, I got like few beauty like and cosmic surgeries after that. But I love my body way more after you're watching The Substance. So it's like a bonus vote.
Period.
Yeah. Period. Can I be honest with you guys? I'm not like as much of like a film nerd as you guys. As much as I it's weird because like I feel like everyone
imposter.
Around, yeah, I am an imposter. I'm not going to lie. I watch a lot more like commercial
fake
films. Than artsy cool films. Also, my letterbox isn't updated properly, so I don't actually have a proper letterbox top four.
Just name the top four off the top of your head.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that right now. So, basically, Howl's Moving Castle, my favorite movie.
My cover film.
I love that little twink Howl.
He's so pathetic.
Cho, you're the only one that doesn't have a Studio Ghibli movie in top four.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Also,
I'm just different, guys.
Different, not like
I'm just different.
She's
I'm just like quirky like that.
I'm not even going to lie. My favorite the thing is, I use films kind of as a way to relax a lot. So I don't, like, I literally, like, I love, like, comfort movies, like rom-coms and, like, stuff like that. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes!
That's, like, my comfort love film. It's, like, I just feel like the way that they argue, the way they clash, the different perceptions of love that you have in that film, fantastic. I freaking love Scott Pilgrim versus the World. It made me want to start a band, and now I am part of a band.
Yay.
And it's like, oh my god, I just love that movie. And also, top of my head, there's a few that I could think of. Like, I really like the Batman, but I think that's my different.
Oh, because Robert Pattinson was a little crusty. It was a little
pathetic, crusty man.
And then also, like, I liked. I was thinking of something, but I can't think of it right.
Challengers.
No, I liked it, but it wasn't really, like, my favorite. I really like, I was 500 Days of Summer. That also kind of...
Oh, my God, 3 days of bleep.
Oh, my God, 3 days of bleep.
Three days of bleep.
Okay, guys.
3 days of...
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
So, we're going to... In this segment, we are actually going to be talking about our relationship with film, as well as some hot takes that we have. So stuff like, you know, how did you fall in love with film? How did it shape who you are? Do you see a future in film? And then everyone's going to talk about their little hot take. And maybe we have some discussions of movies that we dislike. So, Cho, would you like to start again?
I think I really... fell in love with film when I was in sixth grade, or whenever Baymax came out, like Big Hero 6 came out, and I watched it in theaters, and I saw the scene where he's dying, like Baymax is like dying essentially, and he sacrifices himself for Hero, and I'm like, I just felt so many things at that moment. I was like a little kid, and I felt every emotion in that theater, and I was crying, and I'm like, the whole theater was silent, and it was the first experience in my life where I feel like, oh my god, we're all in this together, guys. This is so beautiful. And I think it was so beautiful. It's so beautiful how, like, something that isn't real, like something that was created, can make people feel such real emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, like, all the adults and all the kids in that theater felt the same thing, and everybody was quiet, and I'm like, this is so beautiful. Like, when I grow up, I want to make something like this. I want to make this my profession, actually. I want to make that my goal in life, to make people feel things.
You want to be the GOAT
from things that aren't real. Yeah.
Yeah,
just like make stories that tell a, you know, that has, that makes you feel things.
So directing or storytelling?
I think both, because I never really I loved writing stories when I was in high school and middle school. I don't write as much now, but I love writing like short stories, just because I love storytelling, and I like making people feel things. And I really like it when people like have a positive reaction to what I write, or what I make. So yeah, and I think yeah, like, as I said, when I got to high school, I originally, in middle school, I wanted to be an animator or like some sort of filmmaker for Disney, because I really like their animations. As I got into high school, my film knowledge expanded, and like, I broadened my horizons, and I watched more art house cinema. And I watch, like, more academic films, like Oscar films, whatever. And I got into Wes Anderson, and I realized I want to be like this dude. Like, he's my goat. He's my goat of goats. I want to do whatever this guy is doing. And I want to make things like that, just because I thought it was super cool and super different. So, yeah, I wanted to get in film school, but, you know, I don't think I was good enough. So that's why I'm here. So I'm a TFU.
This is basically
that's
a film school.
Crazy.
This is a really good program.
That's why I'm...
Okay, wait, what's your hot take?
My hot take? Okay, my hot take is I think Cars 2 is magnificent. I love that film.
Period.
And anyone who disagrees with me just does not have joy and whimsy in their lives. They're just bitter haters. Mm-hmm. I love Cars 2. And it's so fun. It doesn't make any sense. And it's so fun. And I was that girl, that pink car girl. I was really into her. So I'm like, I kind of have a crush on a car.
Freaky.
I kind of have a crush on a car. And that's okay.
You want to oil her up?
maybe not.
Okay,
I just thought she was really cool, and I like that she has little wings.
Okay, Vanessa, what about you? What's your relationship with film and stuff?
Okay, I'll like speed run this. So I grew up watching like two films, Mamma Mia and Sister Act One.
Sister Act, yes.
And sometimes Sister Act 2 if I wanted to be a little crazy. So I remember watching it, being just like glued to the screen, and then like taking out the CD and then putting it back in and then rewatching the whole thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of like where my love of film came. And then I got into Marvel a lot when I was like in elementary school.
Dude, and the MCU was so goated.
It was so good. It was, like, it was at its peak. And this is so embarrassing, but I actually wanted to get into film because I wanted to become an actor because I had the biggest crush on Tom Holland.
Like, oh my god, you're so
It wasn't even funny. Like, I was like, I'm going to like be in a Marvel film one day. I'm going to, like, cast alongside him, like, potentially marry him. Obviously not happening now, but I love Zendaya, so I have nothing wrong with it.
I was like, well, how do you feel about Zendaya? Are you jealous?
No, I'm not even.
No, in 2016, when I saw that Spider-Man movie,
I remember
the first one,
I would watch
Tom Holland
edits at, like, YouTube compilation.
Bro, he was the finest man I've ever seen.
I was like, wait.
Like, yeah, so that sparked my, like, oh, maybe I wanted to go into acting. And then I actually, like, really got interested in acting, just, like, the art of it. But I think at one point I was like, do I really want to go into acting? I was like, probably not. So I got into just movies in general. But I just really love how, like, I remember watching, like, Marvel films in theaters or just, like, any film. And then I remember walking down, like, the aisle and being feeling so like powerful, like, ooh, like I literally thought like I could do anything
you
afterwards.
Thought you were Thanos?
I thought I was Thanos. I thought I could snap my fingers and just make that whole theater disappear.
Wait, yeah. I can't. I didn't even. That was not a successful snap.
Wait, can I snap?
Okay, what's your hot take?
My hot take. I'm gonna face Annika when I say this. Oh, wait, actually, I can't even face her, but I watched Fight Club and I low-key didn't really like it.
It's okay. Bottoms is better.
But I watched it with horrible Wi-Fi and it just kept on cutting. So I was like, and I was getting I was already really like angry that day. So I was like, this is like my last straw. I just want to get this movie over with. So that probably took into account of that. But I am so willing to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Love you, Monica. Sorry.
That was me with The Substance. I watched it with terrible Wi-Fi.
But it ruins the whole experience.
I only saw frames of it.
Okay.
My relationship with film starts because my dad was such a movie nerd, and we had boxes and boxes of movie just like in our house laying around. And I remember like I was really young and I was watching Chocolate with my parents. I don't know how they allowed that, but like that was what was going on. And then when I got older, I started watching K-dramas. And it's really funny because like I started liking films because I loved K-dramas. I loved like staying awake for like 2 days straight to watch like two K-dramas back to back. And I never wanted to make movies. I've always been more interested in like the marketing side of it. But like I ended up going to mathematics and architecture, but when I moved to Canada, I went to TIFF. Mm-hmm. I went to TIFF to see Park Seo-joon, like he's like Korean actor. I walked like it was early morning because you have to get like those fan passes, whatever. And I walked on the red carpet and I was like, I want to work at TIFF. I'm going to change my module. I'm going to work here at TIFF. I love TIFF. I volunteered there last year. Yeah, and I also had a shift with Anika.
Ooh. Ooh.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to Anika.
Anika's our editor.
Yeah. Our audio editor with us right now.
She's so goated.
And I also, okay, what? I also got into Letterboxd because of TIFF. So I saw people on TIFF putting their stuff in like Letterboxd, and I was like, oh, I'm going to put my stuff on Letterboxd as well. And my first follower on Letterboxd was this girl called TIFF Girl.
Oh.
TIFF Girl.
Yeah, okay.
What's your hot take?
My hot take is I think Anora is awful. Mm. I'm not gonna lie, I hate that movie.
As you should.
Thank
you.
Just like making Anika like
Anika's gonna come and like kill us here.
We're PMOing her.
We're TSPMOing her.
TSPMOFR
and
Cybao.
To PMO.
Okay. So like basically my relationship, you know what's really funny? I was a much bigger film like buff in middle school and in high school and stuff, but I actually started watching stuff because of Harry Potter. I actually never read all the books because I just watched the movies and I would watch them each like over and over and over again. And my first film crush was actually Hermione. I didn't even know it at the time. And also Harry, low-key.
Okay.
So both. But that kind of got me into film. Like, I just loved the fantasy part of it. My parents were also, they had like stacks and stacks of DVDs and Blu-rays. For all our younger viewers, that's when you put the disc in the anyway. But like,
our days.
But I used to like watch a lot of like Oscar films. But honestly, recently I haven't been doing that as much because I use films kind of like to unwind. After like a long day, and I sometimes just don't want to use my brain. So that's why my favorite genre is like rom-com / like comfort films and stuff. And honestly, that kind of goes with my hot take, which is that I think just because a film is longer and is more like artsy and Academy nominated doesn't mean that it's better. It could be absolutely dookie just because it uses better film techniques. I'm sorry, but it doesn't make commercial films any worse or like better. Especially because I like watching a lot of commercial films, and I hate people like film writers who are like, "Are you like the MCU?" Yeah, I do. It was fire, okay?
It was.
So like, yeah, that is my hot take, and I hope that I get to work in the film industry maybe. But honestly, it's. I like film in general as like a bigger part of storytelling because I've always loved stories as a kid. But I don't necessarily need to get into film specifically. I could do like books or like, you know, other mediums as well.
That's why you're in media production.
Yippee! Yippee! Okay, guys, so what did we learn about each other and our taste in films? Actually, you know, what I actually really want to know more about, like the TIFF Girl you were mentioning, what was that about?
So TIFF Girl, I met this girl. I don't know if she's comfortable with me name dropping her, but I met this girl in the bathroom of TIFF, and we exchanged Letterboxd and stuff, and she's kind of like an internet friend. And I think Cho mistaked her.
I made a mistake, guys. I didn't mean to throw tomatoes at the TIFF girl.
It's the Bob Dylan girl.
The Bob Dylan girl we don't like. Yeah.
I throw tomatoes
at her. We don't like you,
tomato,
Bob Dylan, Glazer girl.
But like, we love TIFF girl.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan
a modern love story.
Bob Dylan girl was a little bit too crazy.
I mean, a modern friendship
Chalamet
story.
Chalamet. How dare you disrespect my goat?
Yeah.
I've never seen someone so pressed about, like,
a white
Timothy
dude.
Chalamet.
Yeah.
Like, that was insane.
My goat was awesome in the Bob Dylan movie. He was the best.
He should have won Best Actor.
if Bob Dylan would win the. Sorry, Timothy Chalamet would win Oscar, I would jump off
the
my building.
The only thing he should be winning Oscars for is Dune. Dune is such a goated.
I still need to watch trilogy. Dune.
Oh my god. Okay, maybe you're not a real film nerd. I lied.
I haven't watched Dune either.
What the hell? We need to do a Dune movie night, guys.
It's
too long.
Guys.
Fake...
No, it's so
but
good.
I
we
sure
not like
color
Vanessa,
trading?
You sound like those Oscar and like the academy that were like, oh my god, they're too long.
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell? You're a fake. Okay,
but
guys.
I heard part two is really good, so I want to watch
it. They're all really good. Part one and part two is really good. So, unfortunately, we do have to end the episode here. We will see you guys next week. Okay, guys, bye!
Goodbye.
Okay, next week, we're going to conclude. We're going to do our last episode.
No!
Already? We're going to conclude this
and
season.
We are going to be very sad and pondering.
Ooh, tomato, tomato, tomato.
Eggs and tomatoes.
Okay, we will see you guys. Bye-bye.